room, you can't move, you can't speak. It's a horrible, horrible feeling.
You know, you're looking out into the darkness and then you see a figure, but it's darker than the darkness.
I just get this like really creepy feeling, and I see this this like shadowy demon looking figure in the front seat of the car.
She used to come into my room at night and stand right by my bed, and I just was petrified.
I remember I saw something fly by my bedroom window. We heard the bathroom door shut, so then we looked out my bedroom window down the hallway and the bathroom door was wide open.
So we came around the bend and we saw Eyeshine. This thing stood up. I mean, it stood up. And it had high pointed ears, it had a snout, had a long arm, and it grabbed the deer.
Okay, guys, I would like to welcome our next guest. We've got Jennifer Vallis-Noseworthy with us tonight. How are you?
Hey, Tommy, how's the UK tonight?
It's good, it's raining, and it's cold, so it's pretty normal.
Yes, it's very cold over here, too. I'm in Flat Rock over in Newfoundland and Labrador, Canada, the most easterly point in North America. And we're going to have to say arguably the most haunted, because we're the oldest city in North America is St. John's.
Wow. Well, that is what we like.
Yeah, we've got the Vikings. That's where they landed over here, Lansing Meadows.
That's so cool.
We got a lot of spooky stuff.
I like to think of myself as a Viking. I have got Danish blood. I've done my DNA. I've got a little bit of Viking in me.
I love that. Yes, I can see the red.
Yeah. So it's a spooky place, Newfoundland.
Oh, very. If you have a chance to look at the logo.
Yeah, it's cool logo.
Fog kind of inspired that. It is a very foggy place. Newfoundland is an island. Now, we say Newfoundland and Labrador. They're not attached, but they're Labrador is north of Newfoundland. And I'm in the Newfoundland portion over on the Avalon Peninsula, over on the furthest finger out in the Atlantic. We're close to where the Titanic went down.
Oh, really?
And where that Titan recently went down to go visit that unfortunately imploded.
Yeah, that was a crazy story.
It was
obviously very sad.
Very sad
and horrible to see some of the videos that they showed of that reconstruction of it. Man.
That was an unfortunate way to make national news, because we don't get on the news very often here in Newfoundland and Labrador. But we do get on the news with tourism. And with my Paranormal NL, I like to promote paranormal tourism. Tourism is a very important thing for Newfoundland and Labrador. And, you know, being that we have such an old place, not a lot of people do or offer it at the B&Bs and the Airbnbs, for example. But we do have a lot of locations that you can go and look. For example, on the logo I also have up in the left-hand corner, the upper left, is Belle Island. And that's an island off the coast of Newfoundland, Labrador. So we have a lot of other little islands within our island, just the same way I'm sure you do over there.
Yeah.
And Belle Island has a big international history also. We had what was called the Belle Island Boom. I don't know if you've heard of that, but I've had Henry Crane on an episode, and we kind of talked a little bit about that. I've had a lot of experiences over there, and we've had a lot of film crews come there. We've had Red Earth Uncovered come there. We have also had History's Most Haunted come over there.
Interesting.
In Newfoundland and Labrador, we have a lot of big, major people coming here to film because it's so spooky looking. For example, Peter Pan was recently filmed here. And so we've had a lot of people come over here and really love the place.
Yeah. Well, your logo is really cool. It's like a mystical. Obviously, you've got the lighthouse there, and it's just oldie timey feel to it. Is that what the whole place is like? Is it like that? Or
that's the vibe I'm trying to give off. Fog.
Yeah, I love that.
Foghorns, lighthouse, really spooky stuff. On the right hand side, you're going to see a war soldier. We're talking World War One, World War Two. We have we are very deeply steeped with that and enriched with the American. We had a base here, an American base, a military base, and we still have an active base over near, I want to say, the Steubenville Gander area, but all over Newfoundland and Labrador, especially Bile Island too. We did have a lot of active history there, and I've had some people on even diving under the water. For example, I had Ocean Quest on, and I had John Oliveira, Johnny O, with Ocean Quest, who dove down to the wrecks down there, because we did have Nazi U-boats come in here. Probably not a lot of Newfoundland or people outside of this area know about that, but they actually torpedoed our boats that were carrying the iron ore off of that mining small island, because Hitler didn't want that iron ore to be used for something against him. So they came over and started bombing us. And yeah, we've got some pretty cool stuff in that museum over there, an actual letter signed by him, Hitler himself, and some really other, the actual, I want to say the medals of the captain who blew up our boats is actually in that museum also. But there's more spooky other stuff on Bile Island also that we can push.
Interesting. So what sort of experiences have you had there?
Oh, now I am also a registered nurse, and I'm still actively working in Newfoundland and Labrador. So I won't talk about Newfoundland and Labrador, but I have been a travel nurse all over. I lived also in the United States for 23 years. So yeah, I've had experiences on night shifts. And let me tell you, I really was, when I grew up, when I was small and everything, you know, I loved the paranormal, the X-Files and Fringe and all that kind of cool stuff. And I was a bit of a naysayer. But until I had my own experiences that I could not explain, then I started getting curious, like, well, okay, maybe there is something to this. So some of the experiences that I've had were in hospitals on night shifts, being, I guess you could say, touched in not a good way, poked, or having your hand grabbed, or having your face poked to the point where it hurt and left a mark. Other things were in, of course, when you're a nurse, you do deal a lot with death. And unfortunately, that is a reality. And, you know, I'm very respectful when I looked after people and had to deal with those type of things, because the type of nursing I was in was emergency and operation room nursing and all specialties you could imagine, lots of trauma cases, shark bites, all kinds of weird stuff, right? So you see a lot of gore and guts and stuff, but as a nurse, you kind of get used to that. But then you start wondering, you know, what does happen after people go? And you try to be respectful and everything. And in our culture here in Newfoundland and Labrador, of course, there was different religions and superstitions and whatnot, and they're like that all over the world. But when you're in a hospital and you're in a situation, you're doing postmortem care by yourself, that can be spooky in itself. But then later, if you're working on a shift, maybe the next night, and you go into that room, I've had, you know, just some people kind of fool around and say, oh, okay, can you turn off? Well, I've done it. I've went into the room and asked different things, you know, just out of curiosity. Couldn't find the remote or anything like that. Well, can you turn off the TV for me? Okay.
And it happens.
Can you turn the light off too while you're at it, while I'm on my way out?
Wow.
Okay. And then you think, okay, is this electrical? That, because that, in the scientific person in yourself is going to say, okay, debunk it, right? Like, but then I've had other really weird unexplained experiences, like where maybe you've had a dream. I don't know if this ever happened to you before, but dreamt it in color, same people, so wearing the same outfits. Very next day, exactly, just like a movie, word for word, location, everything. I had stuff like that happen too. But when I moved back home, it really ramped up more. And I can't really get into it, but it's a very spooky place here.
Yeah. Wow.
But yeah, other places I've had like shadow figures, and you think, oh, that's just, out of the corner of your eye, you think, yeah, no, that's
Yeah.
not something. But then other things like whistling, different, really different things. Like, but the physical stuff is the stuff that gets me. You could be sitting maybe on a bed somewhere and you feel something sit on the bed next to you.
Yeah,
You're like,
yeah.
wait a minute.
Yeah,
And
man.
because I've been, always been a naysayer until I've had those weird experiences happen to me.
Yeah,
Have
for
you had
sure.
anything like that happen to you? And then try to debunk it, and you just can't. And you
Yeah,
just
I
can't
mean,
figure out what happened.
you naturally, when something paranormal happens, you naturally try to think of the logical explanation. And it's very difficult sometimes to accept when these
Yeah,
things
like when you
happen.
look back on it and think about it, that didn't happen. That couldn't happen.
Yeah.
That's not true. Or
As I said when I was on your show, which was really cool. When I was younger, and people should go and check that out. When I was younger, I saw a ghost when I was a kid. And for me, from that moment on, and I had other weird experiences when I was really young as well, but for that particular moment, I was like, this is real. There was no doubt in my mind. So whenever something happens, it's like I know that there's more. So the possibilities are always there.
well, I'm a Christian myself. I believe in something, and I've always wondered what is there after life. And as a kid, sometimes you run around and do funny things or weird things. But I've had other things happen that I couldn't explain. Like, but in the scientific person, and you go, okay, well, maybe that, for example, walking in a graveyard and feeling under your feet and feeling it under your feet. It's like, what? Oh, that's
Yeah.
just, and then you think back scientifically, that's just whatever was under the ground was breaking or something. But then when you get older and then you have all these like other really weird, unexplained things happen,
Yeah.
then you start thinking, okay, like maybe there is something to this, especially when it happens in broad daylight and nobody else is there, or it happens with other people who see it too, then you get validity. That's
Yeah.
the validity that really kind of sparked me with doing this, because people are afraid to talk about it. They're shy to talk about it. It's taboo. They think you're weird,
Yeah.
you're psycho, you must be on meds or something. But
Yeah.
no, I'm not
The
on meds. Don't have
crazy thing is,
schizophrenia.
because
I'm not nuts.
we
I've
do a
experienced
similar
things.
show. We're talking paranormal stuff all the time. And it's sort of become, I've got to the point now, I've been doing this for a year and a half, maybe a little bit longer than that now. And it's become so normal that I will talk to
Right.
anyone about, like, it's one of the first questions I'll ask you if I meet you for the first time,
Right.
wherever it is. And I just get that look. Like, some people are, well up for it, and most people find it interesting. But you do get that look of like, okay, this guy's crazy. But
Happens a
you
lot,
get
it does.
used
It
to
really does happen a
it.
lot. And then, it makes you not want to talk about it. But I kind of started the podcast because I did want to talk about it. And I love looking and watching all these different shows and stuff on TV. But when stuff starts happening to you, other people see it, and then you get to talk to other people and they've seen the same thing or have had similar experiences. It's interesting just to talk about it.
For sure.
And not only that, but share different places where to go where you can investigate it.
Yeah.
And that's really the part that I like about it, is networking,
Yep.
talking to people all over the world. For example, like yourself. I mean, you in your culture, I'm sure there's different folklore, culture, and history, just the same as there is in Canada, especially with the Indigenous. In some of my episodes, of course, if I talk about something like that, I'm going to give a land acknowledgement for respect for our people.
Yeah. I don't know about you, but since doing your show, has it made you sort of realize and think how small the world actually is? Like
Yes.
how close we actually all are, really. I've talked to people
True.
in Asia and all over the
Yes.
world, Australia, and it's
Yes.
just like we're a lot closer and a lot more similar than people say.
That's true. It's true. We are very similar in many ways. And a lot of people don't realize that. And so you get out there, it's a big world. Get out there and talk to people, go explore. You know, that's why I like to promote the tourism part. Like, what do you got over there that people want to come see and visit? Like, paranormally, if I were to go visit you, where's the hot spots?
There's a lot of hot spots. I mean, literally just down the road from me, I've got an old castle. I think it was 12th century. I always get this wrong, but I think it was 12th. I should know. Corfe Castle, which is really cool. I go there quite a lot. And it's like, it was built by William the Conqueror, I believe.
And did he like coffee?
I think he did, yes.
Oh, sorry.
I found it crazy. Obviously, I was on your show a few weeks ago when you said that you guys watch Coronation Street.
Yes.
I was blown away by that. I was like,
oh,
wow.
Oh, my gosh. Our culture is so similar to yours. We have a very deep Irish culture over here because everybody came from over there. When I say over there, with y'all.
Yeah.
I say y'all because I lived in Texas a long time. So my accent's a bit weird. It's a bit Texan. It's also sometimes I throw in some Mexican because that's South Texas.
Oh, wow.
And then you're going to hear Canada and then you're going to hear Newfoundlandese.
Yeah.
So it's all kind of mixed into one. So when a lot of times I talk to people who are from here, they're like, yeah, your accent's a bit weird. Like,
I mean, if you're watching Coronation Street as well, you've got a bit of Manchester in there because I only thought people in Manchester watch Coronation Street, but I was blown away.
My mother loves it. She's a diehard fan. She loves it. She loves it so much that my father gave up and now he watches it with her.
Indeed.
It's a very popular thing to watch over here. And we have a lot of, like I said, in the Irish culture, I know when my parents went abroad one time, they asked, somebody came up to them, what part of Dublin are you from? And they said, Dublin? We're not from Dublin. We're from Newfoundland.
Do you know what? I can pick up on a little Irish accent that you got there as well. So I see what you're saying about the different accents that come out.
Yes. And in Newfoundland, it's funny because even in the island here portion, once you get past a certain part we call the overpass, the people in downtown we call metro, they're townies, and then outside people call baymen. But now if you go across Canada, we're Atlantic, right? When you start getting towards like Toronto and all that kind of stuff, we call them mainlanders, and they call us Atlantic people. And then you go west coast is British Columbia, right?
Yeah.
So and they sometimes make fun of the Newfies. That's what they call us over here. But I mean, some people take offense to that. I don't. I'm very proud Newfoundlander. I remember when I lived in Texas and nursing and travel nursing up and down most of the East Coast of the United States, I missed home very much. But back to the paranormal.
Back to the spooky stuff. So when you was a kid, before you done started the nursing, you didn't have any paranormal experiences?
All of the men in my family are Masonic. My grandfather was the Grand Master of Newfoundland at one point. And there was an old building here in Newfoundland and Labrador that unfortunately they sold, and they're using it for things other than that. But I remember that building is very, very old. And my mom said, Jenny, she said, you used to come up and you used to tell me, Mommy, this place is haunted. I was like, did I? Like, I don't remember saying that. I don't remember doing that. I mean, I've had some weird experiences when I was younger, like I said, more towards like the psychic medium or the sensitive type thing versus the actual full-on ghost type of thing. Mm-hmm. And they do say that some people theorize that is in your family. They say that it was on my mother's side of the family, because I do have an aunt who has similar things. But I don't know if I believe in that or not. It just sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. But when you do have things like that happen more often than once, especially when people pass and things like that and people call you. Like I remember when I was in Texas, my mom called me and about my grandmother had passed, and I knew when she called, I said, I know. Yeah. So, but it's just different things like that, that you think
a feeling
there is something, you know?
Yeah. Was that just a feeling, or when you say you're
Sensitive.
new,
Yeah,
you
I'm
just,
just
yeah.
sensitive.
Wow. And would you say that's something you've had all your life?
I guess I more so I guess when I was a teenager. And they say that happens a lot with teenagers, especially women and things like that, that I started noticing that more. But I don't call myself that, and I don't practice it. And like I said, I'm a Christian. I go to church. Sorry, I got married in a church, and I'm Anglican. I know that in Newfoundland and Labrador, back in the day, we were separated our schools by religion. And I went to well, there was Catholic schools. We were separated, but the school that I went to was an Anglican or Episcopalian type of thing. So, but it's not like that anymore. Thank goodness, right?
But going back to
I
what you're saying
think.
about the sensitive, I think all of us have got that a little bit. I think some people work on it a little bit more, and I think it might be like a natural part of us that we
I
just
think
don't
so.
explore.
It might be. I've had different people on the show, like Susan Goodman was on. I've had a lot of other people on. I'd have to go through my little book here, but I've had a lot of people who are psychic mediums on, and they say that yes, that everybody has the ability to try it, you know, the different chakras and Reiki and things like that. I've been thinking maybe I might look into it, but I haven't as of yet. Have you done any sort of meditation or different things like that, or
Not really. It's something I'm
well, I
thinking
haven't
about.
either.
I haven't done any like. I mean, I try and meditate. My mind's always on the go. I find it very
Well,
just.
if you're doing this and podcasting, for
Yeah,
sure, you're a very creative person,
it just
very
feels like
timing.
24/7. But no, I would like to start looking into meditation a little bit more, calming down, and no, I think it's important to have times where you're just sort of. Where, like, you might watch a TV show like Coronation Street or whatever, where you can just relax and switch off from the
Yes,
craziness,
focus. Yeah.
you know, because
Yeah, relax. Yeah.
it's constant work.
Do you find this stuff relaxing, that the
I do.
podcasting? Or
I
do you find
do.
it work? Because some
No,
people would say, oh, this is like work. But you know, this is my hobby. I mean,
yeah.
I have a full-time nursing job. This to me is an interest and a hobby, and I've always been an entrepreneur. And when I lived in Texas, I had a different type of entrepreneur thing down there in pet sitting.
Yeah.
So yeah, I really love animals, and so does my husband. He has his
That's
own
cool.
doggy daycare,
Yeah.
and
Oh, wow. That's cool.
yeah. Now
Smooth.
we had some really weird things happen on our honeymoon. Believe it or not, we went to Vegas, okay? And you
Wow.
know, I'm a fan of paranormal stuff, so we said, okay, we're in Vegas, we gotta go see Zach, all right? So we go over, we go to his place, and my husband's like, this is, yeah, he's not, he don't believe, right? So we
Yeah.
were like, okay, let's just go and look around and see what's in there, right? The haunted museum. So we go in, we're walking around, and it's pretty spooky in there. We get to the place where the divot box is. I don't know what happened. All hell broke loose. I was like, what is going on? I couldn't find my husband. He was like MIA. I was like, okay, so where'd he go? And I look
Wow.
around, I can't find him. Down the hall somewhere, and nobody else is there. It's just black as black could be, because you could barely find your right way around this place. Some security guard found him and said he was on the floor. So I thought, uh-oh, because he's diabetic, right? So I thought, oh, his sugar is low, as a nurse would think, right? Because you're traveling and stuff. No, check his sugar. Sugar's okay. But this place, this divot box place, started. I don't know. I just got all weirded out in there. I couldn't even stay in the room. I left the
Wow.
room. We both ended up leaving the room. We asked the security guard. We said, we can't finish this tour. We just can't do this. We had to.
Wow.
We couldn't finish the tour. We got that
Really?
scared. It was
Wow. Because
scary.
I've heard it's quite expensive as well.
It is.
So,
And we couldn't even finish it. It was that scary.
man.
So I asked my husband about it later. I said, well, what happened to you? He said, when he went in the serial killer room or something, he thought he got totally weirded out by something in there. he thought maybe there was some kind of attachment. I said, what? So then wow. He kept saying, like, when we went back to the hotel room, there was a shadow. Do you see the shadow? I'm like, no, I don't see a shadow. Like, because I, at that point, I didn't have a whole lot of real one-on-one experience or things happen. And then another night, I was like, I don't know, like maybe there was a shadow. I don't know, but it was really weird. So when we came home, finally, we went through the whole rigmarole of getting somebody and having a cleansing and cleansing him and the house and everything. And everything that we bought at the museum, we put it somewhere and put salt around it, did a protection thing, and then everything was fine.
Wow. So is your husband a believer now after experiencing that?
He does not like to watch scary stuff. He'll walk out of the room. So
really?
I'm thinking that he might be, but he just
yeah.
won't.
Yeah.
I asked him, I said, can I see this on air tonight?
Yeah.
He said, yeah. But there something really weird happened. And, you know, one of the episodes that I did with Robert Dumont, I don't know if you listen to that episode, The Devil's Toy Box. People don't know what a divot box is.
Yeah.
He tried to capture a ghost. And I think maybe he did. And he actually stopped paranormal investigating because of this thing that he built. And I think he caught something in it.
Wow.
And he also has a private investigator background and was listening outside of the box, but it completely consumed him. Like, oh, I didn't tell you that after this happened, my husband became a completely different person. Completely. I was like, this is not the man I married. And then after wow. we did the cleansing and everything, he was fine. Fine.
Wow. How long did that last for? That change?
I'd say maybe like a week or two until we got him cleansed.
Wow.
I mean, I've never thought of, I didn't believe in it. No, it's like, so I went to a store and bought all kinds of sage and crystals. And my aunt actually made a wand. I don't know if you know or heard about them, but the different crystals and thing in it and stuff, but I don't know. But
wow.
I don't, before all that stuff, I wasn't a believer until I started working somewhere that really had all kinds of weird experiences.
Yeah.
more than usual. But yeah, I mean, so he had this box and inside of it was mirrors, and I guess the ghost couldn't get out. So it took over him and his life and his family, and finally he just had to throw it away.
Yeah.
Enter the ocean. And it's been good ever since and hasn't done any paranormal type of stuff since. But it just makes you think, you know, is there something to this? Is there good? Is there evil? Is there black and white? And it just makes you wonder, because you hear people talk about light work and hear people talking about doing dark shadow work and things like that. And there's so many different sides of this that dark stuff kind of scares me, but the light stuff is enlightening, I think.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I think that there is definitely a dark side to this sort of stuff. And there is, I think there is a danger into looking into it a little bit. I do think you've got to be very careful.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know about you, but did you notice a lot of an uptick in paranormal things happening when you started the podcast?
That kind of in the back of my mind scares me in a way, because we use technology that uses electronics, and I've seen episodes where it travels through electronics, and that sometimes scares me.
Yeah.
If and what I'm talking about is dark, that scares me.
Yeah.
And I do think about that. Do you think about that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, sometimes I do episodes and I have to have a little pray after, because I'm like, wow, you know.
I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I'll say the Lord's Prayer, or I'll, you know, do some sage or something. I believe there's something. I don't know what it is. I was always a naysayer. I believed in something greater than
you know, there's more. Something. You just don't know.
But I also, not just ghosts and things like that. Even think about the paranormal. There's other things. There's cryptid creatures.
Yeah.
You know, there's UFOs, there's ETs. Now we have all this TikTok videos, or when I say TikTok, I meant to say TikTok. And there's so many other aspects to this, not just ghosts.
100%. Yeah.
And that's what
And
fascinates me because I always love sci-fi.
100%, me too.
Yeah.
But I mean, and that's the thing with the paranormal is that nobody's really got the answers. We're all trying to figure it out.
That's
Some of us
right.
have had experiences. We've all got our own opinions on what those experiences are. Everyone sees the world differently, which is great.
Yes.
And, you know, we're all trying to learn. No one's got the answers. That's the thing. We're all
No. I know
so.
another time I was in Texas in this relatively new, like brand new house that was built. And I was there sitting down and just, I think it was during a hurricane and a lot of activity, thunder, lightning, tornadoes in the area, all these warnings and stuff. And all of a sudden, I heard this really loud pop. We're talking like really loud like that, but it was on the floor. And I was like, okay, that's just the floor tiles popping because it's a new house, right? You don't know. But then it started popping towards me. And I was like, okay, yeah, I don't like this. And it frightened the bejesus out of me, Tommy.
Yeah, I
Oh
bet.
my gosh.
I
But
bet.
it was so loud and it was just really slowly, like right towards me, like somebody walking.
Yeah.
And then I was like, uh-uh. So I ran upstairs and I wouldn't come down because I was there alone. And I didn't want to be upstairs during a hurricane with tornado warnings because that's the worst place you could
Yeah,
be.
100%.
But I stayed up there during the, because I think it landed, I want to say is a stage two or almost a three. And it was flooding. I'm talking serious flooding. So I had to come downstairs because there was water coming in. And I thought scientifically, maybe it was the water getting in under the tiles popping. Maybe that's what it was. Because I had to, all night long, I was bailing water. Oh, like all
Yeah.
night during the hurricane. It was nuts. But that popping like it happened like really loud, like something walking towards me. And I was like, that's weird.
That
That's just so weird.
is freaky.
But the things I think that freaked me out the most experience-wise was with touching or with something sitting next to you or something like doing something when you ask it to. That's
Yeah,
weird.
yeah.
That's really
Because I
weird.
mean, obviously that there's coincidences, but since doing this show, I don't believe in coincidences anymore. If you
Don't
if you say
know. Yeah.
switch the light off and the light goes off, you know, unless it's on a timer or something, but I mean, it's weird, man. That shouldn't
It
happen.
is. It
And the
is.
TV going off and
Well, I just think scientifically about it, like, you know, well, maybe it's the switch or something or
yeah.
things like that. But then I've had some patients who like to read cards. This one gentleman at this one really spooky place I was at, and it was during the day, it wasn't even on like a night shift, but he all of a sudden he went into a trance and he scared the heck out of me. He looked at me and he went, evil. And I said,
Oh man.
what?
Yeah.
And then he came back and he was talking again. I said, hey, I said, what? I was asking him, what was that all about? And he didn't remember what he said or what he did. And that room that we were in at the time when he was doing it always scared the heck out of me, for I would never go in there alone,
Wow.
especially at night. But then
Yeah.
this was during the day. And then all of a sudden he got right weird and did that. I was like, this is too
Yeah.
much. Like,
If a
and that
dude says
same
that, that's
place, just I can tell you a lot of other things, but I really can't because I'm still employed with
ah,
the government,
I
right?
want to
Yeah,
know,
I can tell
man.
you a lot more, but I can't.
Have you ever have you seen anything while you've been working? Have you seen a spirit apparition?
Yeah, over by the morgue, I had to do post-mortem care by myself and bring the patient down by myself. And I just, you have that like real heavy presence. But at that time when I was doing it, I felt like the person, it was a human. It didn't feel like it was evil or anything. It just felt like they were there with me. And because I talked, this is going to sound weird, but I would show them respect, like talk, maybe say the Lord's Prayer, or say, okay, I'm going to do this now. We're doing this now. And be respectful. And I've been in rooms before where people were not respectful and they were bringing the person, you know, down. Yeah. And I had to call them out and I said, I'm sorry, you need to treat this person as with respect. This is not a slab of meat. This is a person. Treat them with respect. And I've always been like that and always felt that way. And I always felt like even when I go visit a graveyard or something, because I go visit my grandparents and I'm not afraid to go there. Some people are afraid. I have heard EVPs at the grave sites and stuff. You've had Jonathan on, right? Jonathan Mallard?
Yes. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Okay. So he wrote a book about EVPs and he's really, I mean, he worked before with Rob, with LADS, Life After Death Society. He's a really good podcaster. He has his own podcast, The Odd to Newfoundland Paranormal yeah. Podcast. Yeah. Listen to it. Yeah, follow sure. him. He's really good. But he found a lot of EVPs that were very scary in the same graveyard where my grandparents are. And that kind of made me think, should I go there? Like, I don't want to get an attachment. Like, I don't want to. But you can't go through your life like that. You got to live your life. You got to believe in something. But at the same time, you can still believe, but don't be afraid. Just, yeah. you know, they're probably standing around you right now. You don't know.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
just, you know, live your life. Right. So you're looking. I thought I saw something. No, I'm joking.
No.
Oh,
something no.
behind your back don't over say there. That. I'm joking.
I was doing a podcast the other day and things were falling off the walls and I was freaking out, man. So that does happen.
Well, you know, I was talking to a lady from a museum, but they changed the name to the rooms. And I was telling her about this painting that in my family that, well, it's a print of a picture of Queen Victoria when she was very way back when, right? So this picture was given to the family of my great-great-grandfather. He was in the Boer War, Peter Kep, or Sergeant Major Peter Windsor. And but this was given to them as a wedding gift. And apparently it is still in the original oak frame, the original glass, and it kept falling off of the wall. But this thing is, we're talking big, heavy, heavy. We're talking as big as that behind me.
Yeah.
Big, heavy oak. But it was on with Molly screws and big wires. And for no reason, it would fall off the wall, fall down the stairs several times while it was in the family. Never wow. broke. Never, ever broke. Survived a big fire when my parents moved from Alberta back to Newfoundland. It was in a moving truck. And I think there was like three or four other families had their stuff in the truck. This was one of the only things that survived on the truck.
Wow.
Like, how would a wooden picture frame survive that? Like, very weird. So my parents are kind of afraid of it, and they put it under their stairs. They won't put it on the wall.
Wow. That's strange, though, with an object like that. I mean,
weird. Yeah.
I do think objects
can carry. Have you ever heard about haunted objects or things like
that? I have. Yeah, I've heard a lot of stories, people with haunted objects and stuff. And I think there's something to that. I think objects hold on to energy, yes. whether that be good or bad. So I think that is a very possible thing. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Sorry, going back to when you saw the apparition.
To think about it. the only things really that I have seen, I thought were shadow figures. And the ones that I've seen were, there's no face, they're just black. And then other times, at other places where I've been, you know, one of the things that they say here is don't whistle. In Newfoundland and Labrador, in the day, superstition wise, if you whistled when you're on the boat, that would bring in the wind, and that was bad.
Ah, interesting.
You're not supposed to do that. So yeah. I was working alone one day, and you know, people talk about doors and stuff like that. I always think to myself, that's a load of baloney because that's the wind. Okay. Well, I was in this building that was locked down. You know, I'm not going to say where or what it was, but And it was, this is in broad daylight that it happened though. That's why I thought it was so weird. I was just there, you know, taking a break or whatever, watching, I don't know, TikTok or something. And there was this bird I was watching, Einstein. He was whistling, and I thought, oh, how cute, right? It's because I love animals. But then I heard something behind me, and I looked, I didn't see anything. But over near like where the photocopier or something was, it was really dark over there, and I thought, that's weird, because I know that we just had, you know, security or somebody come up and fix all that, and all the lights were changed and new fluorescent bulbs and everything put in. So I went over and I tried to turn the light on, but it wouldn't turn on. But in the morning when I came in, it was on because I turned it on. I know I did. I turned it on. And there's a back door that's always locked. But when you go out, it's not a door. If you were to open the door, you'd fall down to your death on the ground. It's a fire escape type of thing or something that
Okay.
goes down to another roof or something, but they have to have another exit for fire reasons. But that door was kept locked. And it so okay, I just kept watching this thing with the whistling. And I came back to my desk and sat down and started looking at it again. Had my back to that other area, but I could hear like stuff moving around. And I thought I was seeing something over there. I was like, nah, whatever. And I just kept looking at my phone, you know, scrolling. But the back door blew open. All the lights went off. The back door blew open. This is in broad daylight. It's in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
And I was like, and then the alarm went off, and it was really loud. And I was, this is weird. I was like, okay, I'm not going to try to reach to get and close it. Like, okay, so I called security. He came and he closed it and fixed it, and all the lights were fine and everything. And then he left, and I was like, okay, thanks. I wasn't scared. But then when he left, I still went back to look at what I was looking at, and the light went out again. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, now I'm getting, now that's, and then I thought, no, that's just the lights. But the door went open again. I said, yeah, no, that's weird. This door, like, it would take a couple men to close it. Like, I couldn't close it. It
Yeah.
was that type of a heavy door. I couldn't, there was no way the wind could blow it because a couple men would have to push it open. Just really weird stuff like that. I've had a lot of weird, and then in me, I keep thinking, no, that's just the wind suction or, you know, debunking, right? But it does get kind of spooky, and then you think, well, I wonder, is there something to that? The whistling. Different
Yeah.
cultures have different things, you know. We have the queen of the fairies, they say here. Our fairies are very evil. They're not friendly.
Yeah.
We have a lot of different folklore and stuff like that. So I like to interview our folklorists. I've had several different people on from Memorial University of Newfoundland talk about their culture and their folklore. I've had other cultures come on and talk about theirs. I recently had somebody talk about the Ukrainian culture. I just find all the different cultural aspects really interesting,
Yeah.
especially when you're talking about the paranormal.
So when you're working on a night shift, in a hospital environment, which can be quite a scary place, especially at night.
Like when you go and you got to check on the patients to make sure they're breathing and everybody's okay and
Yeah, I can
driving and all
imagine
that's
that
going
is.
good and everything and check on them. But you know, when you know and you've been in the room and you know they're asleep because you just saw them, you just walked right up on them and looked at them and things, and then you
Yeah.
leave the room. And another time I heard a whistle like that, and I was like, here we go again, right? Like I know that that patient was asleep, so I was shining the flashlight on him, he's asleep. So I think, okay, where's that coming from? It was just me on the floor. There was nobody else there,
Yeah,
right? Like really weird
that's
stuff
freaky.
like that, where you think you've seen a shadow or something, but you get the flashlight. And because some places you go, there's no security. It's just you. You're the security. So you got to go and make sure, okay, is there somebody here? Isn't it supposed to be here? Or what's going on? Or, you know?
Wow, you're not working on your own, right? There is other nurses in that there, or are you
Say
on
it
your
again.
own? Are you on your own, or
Sometimes,
oh.
because people have to have breaks, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So when the other person
Wow.
goes on break, sometimes you're alone. Yeah, but not, I
Yeah.
mean, depending on where you are, if it's a small facility, yeah, you could be there on the unit yourself.
Yeah,
And
wow.
I didn't mind it, you know. I'm a trained nurse. I know what to do if something goes wrong, and you know where the person is to go get them, or when
Yeah.
they're on their break, right?
How often would you like experience something paranormal? Is it something that happens a lot, or is it quite a rare thing, or?
You know, it's funny. When I keep thinking about it, when you ask me about different things that happen, I oftentimes just brush it off, like, eh, whatever. But the more it happens, the more I start talking to different people like yourself and other podcasters and watch things on TV. I think to myself, oh my God, I had that happen to myself and I just brushed it off, you know? And
Yeah.
I'm sure when I get off with you off this podcast, I'll think about other things and go, why didn't I talk about that? Because I've had some really weird things happen.
Yeah.
And you don't want to talk about everything. I mean, I would like to talk a lot more about it, but I can't. And
What would
I get frustrated because I can't do that off air, I can tell you, right?
What would you say is your a moment that sort of when it really clicked and you was like, yeah, you know what? This is real, you know. When what made you a real believer?
When I came back home to Newfoundland and Labrador and started working here, and I had a big uptick. I
Yeah.
think it was more after what happened in Vegas. I know that sounds
Yeah,
ridiculous.
no, not at all.
Maybe it's true about haunted museum and attachments, but
Yeah.
my God, whatever happened, I can't explain it.
Yeah.
Something happened, and then I had a bigger uptick.
Yeah.
And then it just made me, well, even before we left, I was watching a lot of paranormal shows and, you know, all the big hitters and the ones who everybody knows. I was watching all that and binge watching it. I mean, I love it all. But, and then you just get your mind thinking about stuff like that. But ever since we came back after the honeymoon, it seems like there was a bigger uptick in it. And you asked me, do you have more experiences since you've been podcasting? And like you said, you often wonder and worry about it, but I still sometimes kind of brush it off. But then later I'll think about it and go, yeah, that was weird, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Oh.
As you said, I think it's natural to try and debunk stuff and to
It is.
make sense
Yeah.
of stuff. Because with the paranormal, and I think that's what puts a lot of people off talking about it and sharing their experiences, is that you can't control the paranormal. Like
Right.
it's out of our realm of control. Like if a
That's
ghost
right.
wants to come in now, you know, I'm not going to be able to stop it. I'm sure there's some people that can, but that's the
But there's
scary part.
always the good ones too, the benevolent ones who are looking out over you.
Yeah, for
That I've
sure.
always believed in that.
Yeah.
That I've always believed in.
Yeah.
And
Yeah.
more so than the other part of it. I believe more in the light than I know there is dark. And I've dated people who were ordained ministers, and they've explained there is a light and there is a dark,
Yeah.
and there is, and you had to respect both, right?
100%. Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah, for
yeah,
sure. Yeah. 100%.
interesting stuff, Tommy.
Very
It's almost like
interesting.
when you go out in public, and you know, we always taught, like, when you go out in public, you're not supposed to talk religion or politics.
It's hard
When
though.
your podcast,
Such a big
that
thing. I
sometimes comes
know.
up, right?
I know at the start, I won't say who it was, but someone said to me at the start, stay away from politics.
Right.
Stay away, but it's very difficult to do that when you're doing an open talk. You know, it's a part of life. Politics
Yeah.
and religion and stuff like that. It's a part of
Yeah.
life, you know?
I try not to talk about the whole politic part of it either, because, you know,
Yeah.
I like the you know, to talk about maybe the conspiracy theory
Yeah.
stuff. That's fun and
Yeah.
interesting to talk about. I, you know, keep it light, keep it fun. But it's
Yeah.
all, I always did love philosophy and things like that, and the unknown, and science is a big part of who I am. I love anything like Tesla and all that Egyptian ancient stuff. I love
Yeah.
all that too.
For sure.
That's intriguing. That's a whole another podcast, right, that we can
100%.
talk about for sure.
100%. Yeah.
I could tell you about, but you know, when you keep talking about stuff, people just think you're weird,
Yeah, we're
right?
past that. We
And
don't
I
worry
want to
about
keep thinking
that. You're not
people
weird.
think I'm weird.
On this show, you're not weird. That's for sure.
You're
On this,
freaky, right, Tommy?
we're freaky. Everyone's freaky.
I'll get
And
freaky with you.
yes.
Where's the hat?
Oh, that's cool.
There you go. That's my freaky. That's my freaky for
that
tonight.
Is cool. For the listeners that can't see, that was an umbrella hat, and that is really cool. Nothing freaky about it.
My husband said, do you have to do something weird on this podcast? It's called Let's Get Freaky. I said, I don't know. He said, here, look, put up the flag, he said, and here's this hat. I said, oh my Jesus. People are definitely going to think I'm weird after
anything's welcome on this show. That is for sure. Yeah. So what's your overall thoughts on the paranormal? Where are you right now? I know it probably changes the more people you talk to, because mine does. I change all the time. But what do you think is, where are you with it right now?
Oh, you know, I forgot to say, when you say, where am I right now?
Yeah.
I forgot to say what Jonathan said, because I asked him. He's got a lot of experience in doing it and with EVPs and that. And I said, well, what do you think? What did you get out of all of your EVP searches? What did you get? And from the gist of what I could understand is we're not supposed to know. They're not supposed to let us know. We're just not supposed to know until it's our time.
Yeah.
And until it's our time, we won't know.
Yeah.
We can keep looking and guessing and thinking, but we won't know until it's our time. But I will tell you this. I do not want to be cremated.
Yeah. Okay.
And I don't want to donate my organs.
Are you hearing this, people?
There's reasons why.
Really? Can you tell us why?
Well, I've been part of some organ harvesting, and that's the grossest thing I've ever been involved with in my entire life. And it's worse than hunting. And no, I know it helps people. And I got a letter later that said and showed how many people were helped, but it was traumatizing. You know, people talk about PTSD and how only military people get it. Not only military people get it. Okay, people who work in the industry of saving lives, police, paramedics, nurses, whoever, firefighters. We all get it.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure
we've seen a lot. You know, I've seen. I think I mentioned really gross, weird things. I mean, you just see some really weird things, especially if you work in the operation room or the emergency room. You don't know what's going to come in those doors.
Yeah, I can imagine.
But when you ask me, circling back to what you said, what do I think? I think there's something there. There's definitely something there. I think, I don't know if it's a parallel, I wouldn't say universe, but I think the veil sometimes maybe does get thin at some points, and then we can see a little bit closer to what is there. I don't know if it, you know, people talk about, oh, 3 o'clock is the witching hour, or this time is when it all happens. No, I've had things, weird things I can't explain happen during the day. It's there, it's around us. We just have to respect the boundaries of them and us. And I think that respect is a really big part, especially when you do a paranormal investigation or any even discussing it. If you got that respect and you keep it and you keep yourself protected or believe in whatever you believe in, you'll be fine. We'll all be fine. But there is something out there. Not quite sure what, but there is.
Yeah. We'll have fun trying to find out. Can I just go back to what you just said about the organs? I'm not sure how much you're willing to talk about that, but, and tell me to stop if I'm saying anything you don't want me to ask. But is that taking organs without permission?
Say again, is it what?
Is that people taking organs without permission? Or is that?
No.
Okay.
No, this is with permission.
That's with permission. Okay, cool. That's cool. Yeah, but it's still, I can imagine that the things you're seeing and the daily work that you must, it must be very difficult. I've got a lot of respect for what
you
do.
Don't get me wrong. It does help people. I'm not saying don't do it. But yes, by all means, put it on your driver's license. It helps a lot of people. I'm just saying physically doing the work? No, thanks.
Yeah.
But it does save a lot of lives. As an operation room nurse, there are so many different things that it does save and different parts that can be used. But that's another story, and it's kind of morbid. But, yeah, I mean, there's so many different topics when you talk about things like this.
100%, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. And you know, as a medical person, we see a lot more, unfortunately, of the human mortality than most normal people do.
Yeah.
And I can tell you a lot of different stories about mortality and what I've seen.
Yeah.
And being with people at their last breath.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Have you had any experiences in people's last moments where you've seen them cross over?
Lots.
Would you be able to tell us some of them, or
what were you interested in knowing?
So you're seeing them cross over to the other side. Have you? Because mm-hmm. I've talked to nurses before that have, and I've talked to nurses with abilities that have seen family members come in and be there when the person passes, and mm-hmm. they sort of take them with them. Have you experienced anything like that?
They take them with them. What do you mean?
So take them to the other side, to heaven.
I was told to go into somebody's room one day because apparently I'm really good with IVs. And they said, let's go get Jen. Okay. So I go over there and this person needed an IV, needed some help with it. So I always carry a cross or a group of crosses with me, and they're blessed by my minister. And if I know that person is close, I'll give it to them and I'll talk to them. And I talked with him. I knew when I walked in the room he needed one. I didn't say anything. He told me. He said, okay, so as I was talking with him, because I'm the type of nurse, I like to interact with my patient. I just don't go in and do the job and just leave and not talk to you or something. I like to talk to you and get to know you as a person. So he was telling me, you know, about his brother. He said, my brother's there. Where? The picture on the wall? No, he said he's there in the corner. Okay, I said, okay. And I go look at his chart later because I want to get the nurse in me. Said, dementia, what is it? You know, no, he was totally with it. He was very sick man. So yeah, I started the IV and whatnot, and he held my hand, he looked at me and he said, I know. He said, it's time, isn't it? I said, yes. So I gave him that little cross. I didn't say anything to him. I just put it in his hand and he felt it and he smiled. And later on, he passed that day. But he knew because his brother was right there. He said he was waiting for him.
Wow.
He was right there waiting for him. I've had a lot of patients like that who had passed and I knew they were going to or about to. But then you've had other patients who died in emergency type situations where they're Jane Doe or they're John Doe, you don't know who they are, unfortunately. And, you know, the coroner, you have to deal with them and the remains and trying to figure out, oh, what are we going to do? And
yeah.
I can't really get into a lot of that kind of stuff. No. But
yeah.
Do you have other questions or?
How often would, you know, with the experience with a man where he could see his brother in the corner, how often would something like that happen where a patient would say something like that? Is that quite common?
Happens a lot, very common. When they're close, you think maybe they're just hallucinating. It happens so often, it makes you think, are they hallucinating?
Yeah.
It happens a lot.
Yeah. You hear it so much.
Mm-hmm.
And people that are in their last moments and they're seeing something that, you know, is... To them, it's there, you know. I find it so interesting.
You know, I like the light part of it, but the dark part of it is scary as F. And I can't even begin to tell you how scary that is. When you think about, I don't know if you've ever seen the original movie Flatliners.
I've not seen that, no. No.
No? Kiefer Sutherland?
That name rings a bell. That name rings a bell.
His son.
But I can't remember.
One of the Sutherlands. Yeah. And, That was pretty scary. Well, the gist of it was what they would do. They were trying to learn science, and they would try to use like the crash cart type of thing on each other, and then bring each other back. But they'd go down for a flat line for a certain amount of time and come back, and then they would tell each other their experiences about what they had. But it went really wrong and really dark and really bad. But I've had some patients who have had really dark, really weird things happen and say, look, they're on the wall. Do you see them? Or they're on the bed. Do you feel them? And you feel a cold spot when the room is absolutely warm and there's no air conditioning in the hospital. And that part of the bed is so cold, it's like putting your hand in an ice box. I've had some really weird, unexplained things like
And
that happen.
you've experienced that where it's
Yes.
been normal
Yes.
temperature, a patient has told you
We're
something's
talking
there.
hot as F. There's no air
Wow.
conditioning. You're sweating to death, like sweat falling off you, and the poor patients, they're all hot. But yeah, they're on my bed. Do you see them? No. Put your hand. Look, they're right there. Feel it. I put my hand there. It was so cold. I was like, ugh, they're on the wall now. I was like, I don't see them. Well, they're there. They're on the wall. And then I think they're just, this patient is in your nursing mind, in your medical scientific mind, you know that there are parts of the brain that when you do start to pass, things happen. You see different lights and things, and it's all scientifically explained. But is it when you can feel it and sense it and you get the heebie-jeebie? But is it all in your mind?
I feel like there's more to it, but
Or is
this
it
is,
real? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I can we can talk a lot about it and different things. I mean, so many things I haven't really told you about or touched on that as a nurse that I can talk about that normal people don't get to experience and do not see.
Really?
Yeah.
I want it all. I know we're coming to the end of our conversation, but is
And you
it?
know, a lot of times you see all these people on the shows going in these sanatoriums and haunted places, and that's all like the hospitals and stuff because that's spooky and scary because all these things and procedures and stuff happen that people don't understand or know about. But yeah, like that's, I mean, that's humanity, right? But it makes you wonder a lot about it. If we were watching the, what was it, Fear Factor or something, you know, the younger
Great show.
ones. Was it Fear? What was that
Fear
name? I
Factor.
forget the name of it.
Joe Rogan, Fear Factor.
No, this was the one. That's not the name of the show with Dakota and them, you know, and his sister. And now
I'm not
I'm
sure.
pulling a blank.
I do that all
My
the
husband,
time.
if
No
he's here,
problem.
help me. But we're running out of time. But anyway, yeah, they had some different unexplained stuff. But the lights go out and the battery's draining. I mean, you know, I've experienced her. Had that happen too. I'm sure you have too, but I just think, oh, science, right? It's got to be something though, Tommy.
I feel like there's a lot more to this world, this crazy world.
Oh, for sure, there is. And there, you got to look up and you got to look down, you got to look
You
everywhere.
gotta look everywhere.
That's right.
When you see shadow figures, sorry if you've got to go. Are you okay to carry on for a little
Oh,
bit? Or
we can talk a little bit more.
yeah, if you need to go at any
I
time, let
don't
me
know what
know because
time it is. I don't
I
have.
know you're up early for work and stuff.
My
But
glasses. Yeah, no, that's, we can keep going.
when you see have you seen shadow figures head on? Like, have
Who
you
come
seen
at you, you mean?
like because a lot of people they see shadow figures in the corner of their eye or a quick glance. Have you had like a shadow figure that you've seen in front of you that you're acknowledging it's not moving? Have you had an experience like that?
I think my husband did. And when we were in Vegas, that
Oh
was,
wow, that happened in Vegas as well.
yeah, something happened there.
Yeah, man. I've heard a lot of stories about the Zach Baggins Museum. It seems like
There's a reason why you sign a waiver. Oh, yeah. Like
you
I
have to
thought,
sign
oh,
a
this is going
waiver
to be
before you go
fun. You
in.
know, I watch them on TV and it's fun. And then it was real. And then it was scary. And then it was in your life, and then you just wanted it out of your life, and then it was just weird.
Well, those guys, I mean, it's a good show. I watch it. It's very
I love
scary.
Zach. Love you, man. Love your team.
It's a great
love
show.
You guys. Love to have you on my podcast. You're welcome anytime. Yeah, and by the way, I don't know why, but people keep pretending that you're you guys. I've recently had somebody come on and pretend they're Billy Tolly. And I just block, you know, and then I have somebody come on, pretend they're Josh Gates. Block. Does that happen to you too?
I mean, I would just interview him. I'd just say, come on in, let's go.
That's what I did. I said, yeah, here's the time, show, and dates. What date do you want?
Oh, really?
And then they got very quiet or changed the topic. And then I'm like, yeah, that's not you.
What are they trying to get there? I mean, I just won't click on any links. If someone sends me links and stuff, like, unless, like, right. Not you, for example, but I mean, if someone sends me, like, click my link and stuff, I'll never click the link because I know that's bad. But if someone reaches out, I'll speak to anyone, you know.
But this was Messenger. This was like, and then what? Then I go and I say, okay, I noticed you just created your profile 32 minutes ago.
Black. There's not a lot of history there, man. Yeah.
Dude, you gotta be careful, man. There's a lot of people out there. Don't know what the hell they're at, but excuse the language again. But yeah, there's that too. When you get into doing podcasting and tech and stuff, you gotta be careful.
100%. Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. How do you screen your people? What do you do?
I don't really screen people. To be honest, I'll talk to anyone. I'll give anyone a chance to come on the show. If you've got a paranormal experiences, anyone is welcome on to talk about it.
I feel the same way. The more the merrier. Let's talk about it. Yeah. But at the same time, be safe.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You've got to be careful. But yeah, Jennifer, this has been absolutely awesome talking to you tonight.
Oh, thank you, Tommy.
I feel like
love your show. Follow Tommy.
I love
everybody.
Your show. Thank you very much. Can you tell the listeners where they can find you and your awesome show?
Yes. If you want to listen to a Paranormal NL podcast, you can head on over to Spotify. It's free. And you can also listen for free on your smart TV at home on Spotify. And you can also go on over to Paranormal NL podcast group on Facebook. And we also have a Paranormal NL merch page that we're just uplifting. And I think I was talking to you off air a little bit about that. And hopefully that'll be online soon. And I sent you my link tree. That'll be in the description with Tommy. You can also reach out to me on email at paranormal.nl.podcast@gmail.com. Or you can even reach out to me via Messenger and I'll chat with you if you're a real person.
Yeah. As long as you've not created your profile 30 minutes ago.
That's pretty,
yeah. Jennifer, thank you so much. I'll share the links in the show description so people can find you. Really appreciate you coming on the show. Let's do it again soon. I feel like there's more we can talk about.
Yes, you're going to have to come visit Newfoundland and Labrador.
Yeah,
there's lots to see and do here. And I'd love to go over and visit y'all over there.
Yeah, 100%. You're welcome anytime. I'd love to come over there as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on your Let's Get Freaky podcast. Everybody,
thank you for getting
Tommy.
Freaky.
Click the bell so you get his episodes, updates.
Yes, what Jennifer said. Have a great night and thank you very much. I look forward to talking soon.
You too. Take care.
Let's get freaky.
Something's in your room. You can't move. You can't speak. It's a horrible, horrible feeling.
You know, you're looking out into the darkness and then you see a figure, but it's darker than the darkness.
I just get this like really creepy feeling and I see this this like shadowy demon looking figure in the front seat of the car.
She used to come into my room at night and stand right by my bed and I just was petrified.
I remember I saw something fly by my bedroom window. We heard the bathroom door shut. So then we looked out my bedroom window down the hallway and the bathroom door was wide open.
So we came around the bend and we saw Eyeshine. This thing stood up. I mean, it stood up and it had high pointed ears. It had a snout, had a long arm, and it grabbed the deer.